This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Could be difficult in the normal circumstances to not be enthusiastic about Friday, as we have found Friday, May the 29th, but it seems like we're just chugging along here every day. Does it seem like every day is the same as the next? There are a lot of different things going on, but wow, time flying. On the DJV program, the Fridays mean lots of discussion about what we've discussed during the week, and they aren't disgusting discussions. Well, a few of them have been, so maybe we'll get to those highlights. I have a question for Victoria and for Jennifer. Jennifer Warren is here, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Why is the conversation about fixing the virus always about drugs? Why just drugs? Drugs here, drugs there. Are we slaves that much to the drug industry? Why isn't there just as much of a focus on what we eat, on the supplements that are around that have done great things for people and their systems? I think this is a legitimate national conversation that we should have always, and it doesn't just apply to virus conversation. It applies to most every healing situation. Why is the focus always just on drugs? Answers? Jennifer?
Because it's the quickest fix. I think for...
Who said?
For many people, I think, obviously, doing preventative things with your diet and with supplements and all of that is great. But when we're in the throes of a pandemic, an orange is not going to stop the coronavirus. It's just not. So then you have to have therapeutics, and that's why there's attention on it.
I respectfully disagree with that conclusion, but that's okay. It's good thinking. How about you, Victoria?
I agree with Jen. I think I'm taking a bunch of supplements and, I'm trying to do everything I can to keep my immune system strong. But at the end of the day, if you get an infection and you need antibiotics, an orange isn't going to get rid of it. Jen's totally right.
Isn't it interesting how you can go back through history? I'm talking about long history of medicine.
Yeah,
when
before
there were
antibiotics,
no
everyone died.
Well,
but here's the thing. You think you're pretty healthy, right? You talk about your immune system all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. You think you've had the coronavirus 3 times. So.
And?
So the
I didn't
point
say I was
going to
keep you from having it. I'm still here. I'm still chugging along. I just think the point
but
I'm trying to make here.
You should go get a test and see if you ever actually did have it.
Yeah, I probably am going to do that today because I'm supposed to have an endoscopy on Monday, and they won't let me have it without having an official test. So. But under the circumstances, I'm trying to get people, all of us, to think about how dependent we are on drugs. Yeah.
I don't take anything unless I absolutely need it. If I have a bacterial infection in my lungs, there's no way it's just going to get worse if I don't take a Z-Pak or if I don't take, whatever antibiotic is the appropriate thing. So I haven't had antibiotics in, I don't even, at least maybe 2 years, but, and I'm not someone who ever jumps to that, but if it's something, like if someone says, here's a legitimate treatment for COVID, and I have COVID, I'm going to take it.
I wouldn't.
To exclude, right, but to exclude one over the other is kind of silly. I think certainly it's a great conversation to have about what we could be doing and what we could be doing better to prevent the onset of diseases. I think you're right about that. But I also think that the reason we're all living so long and we're not living like we were when people were on covered wagons getting scurvy on ships or whatever they were getting is because we do have medications that are able to treat people who are in the throes of something big and they need something else to help them. So I think to exclude one over the other is not necessarily productive. I think it should be working in tandem.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that I wouldn't take drugs because I have on occasion when there have been problems that needed to be solved. I don't disagree. But I just want us all to think about how dependent we are, and this is a good opportunity for us to think about what we reach for first, what we first do, in our first line of defense because of all of the advertising. Is there a television program that we watch collectively that doesn't have from one spot set to the next this ad for that drug and another drug and yet another drug and a drug and a drug and a drug and a drug to the point where we're drugged up? Excuse me. So, yes, Victoria, I am the same. If I had some kind of viral infection and it couldn't be treated by any other means,
well, viral, you
right
can't. There's no drug for viral.
Well, bacterial, whatever.
Yeah.
Any of the things that are around. That's my point, is that if I were faced with an opportunity, it's like having a surgery. The people who are Christian Scientists who don't want to have operations or don't want to do any of that stuff, if you believe that you want to have a better and more exciting life and you want life to continue, and you're faced with a life-threatening disease, or let's say something's happened, you've had an accident, you've got to have your something fixed, you're going to do it. But I want people to understand, or at least from my perspective, how over-inflated the importance of drugs are in our everyday life. Do we need something to take care of the virus? Sure. Matter of fact, interesting, because there's research being done in Spain using computer techniques that have analyzed a lot of approved drugs, identified 7 now that may inhibit the main enzyme that helps to get the coronavirus to replicate itself. They're called M-Pros. The approach is being tested. There are trials of the HIV. We were talking about that, I think, this week, weren't we? Of medications that were good for this. A couple of the 7 newly identified drugs, both of them anti-inflammatory medications, have been selected by a group of academic researchers for early-stage lab tests. The two are... why would I try to pronounce this? Celeba, whatever it is.
One is Celebrex, right?
Is that what it is? No, Celebrex is one of them. The other one is Celecoxibic.
My mom takes Celebrex because she has a lot of inflammation in her knee. She basically needs a knee replacement, but she just doesn't want to do the surgery. So she's on Celebrex, and then there's another... whatever the other anti-inflammatory is, that's another popular one too. But it just goes to show, like, if you need inflammation is something that from the beginning, the family friend who I told you guys about, who's a molecular scientist and worked on SARS and things like that, from the very beginning, he said inflammation is the most dangerous thing about this virus. And so anything that can cut down on the inflammation, whether it's, and I took Jen's advice and I'm now taking curcumin every day, turmeric, anything that can reduce inflammation, I take CBD every night. There are just a lot of other supplements that I think you can take in tandem with if you needed Celebrex or if you need one of these other things that seems to be working. Blood thinners is another thing that, thank God we have blood thinners. My dad is on Eliquis, which is, that's probably the best selling. It's probably the best one out there. And everyone who's been on a ventilator, they're finding that's where all these embolisms are coming from, whether it's pulmonary or any other kind. These blood clots are coming because people aren't moving and they're on ventilators for all these, days. Thinners are also going to save people's lives. If we get a second wave this fall, I think we've learned a lot about this virus and hopefully we'll be able to treat it a lot faster.
That's why there will be another wave, it seems, there will be a lot less of a negative impact because what we have learned some of these things. It seems to me, I just kind of want to underscore that we have become so dependent on drugs. There's so much money being made. I just want people to think that that's not the only way to go. Is it a way to go when it's necessary? Yep. And is it going to be necessary as we continue the work against this coronavirus? I thought it was interesting. Researchers in New York at the Grossman School of Medicine have found patients given the anti-malarial drug that we've been talking about, along with zinc and a Z-Pak, 44% less likely to die from the coronavirus. Here's another one of these conflicting studies. Yeah. It's up, it's down, it's sideways. But this is another one of those infectious disease specialists at NYU who says this is very exciting to see what we're doing to treat these patients with the same stuff that was done in France and has been controversial because Trump said it was good, and then the people who don't like him said, that's terrible, which is nonsense because it isn't terrible. As a matter of fact, the people in this study are 1.5 times more likely to recover, decreasing their need for intensive care when they get on the appropriate number of treatments. And I think that's what Ken Kronhaus has been saying all along. You can't just try it once or twice. You have, there's a certain protocol that requires, I don't know, was it 10? I guess, I don't even remember what he said, but I know that the theory here is that the malaria drug aids the cell's ability to absorb the zinc, which has antiviral properties. And I go back to the drug thing, because zinc is not a drug. Zinc is found naturally. You can take zinc supplements. And Ken has said many times, Ken, who's a conventional cardiologist, takes zinc every morning. And most anybody, I think you two do as well. 100 milligrams of zinc a day. I sound like Dr. Doug practicing without a without a license, but that's really kind of...
zinc is great.
Yeah, it is.
As anyone gets like a little bit of a common cold coming on and you start taking some Coldies, which is just a zinc lozenge, it's amazing how fast it can help get rid of it. You know, you can it'll just shorten the duration of it.
Well, the theories here, and this is something that I think that it's appropriate use of the medicine, not just taking them, but appropriately as they have been studied. There's a lot of randomized, randomized examples of people who have gotten onto this stuff, and, I took it twice and it didn't work. Yeah, that's not, because not enough. Anyway, a lot of studies of hydrochlorazine,
hydroxychloroquine, after all these months, how can you not?
Something you like, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, that stuff continues. So, but I think it is worth our examination, don't you? Just to think, just to check, put yourself in check as to what it is that's appropriate and why it is that you're thinking the way you're thinking. There still are the motivation here with some, and my cynical nature, seeing how many drugs are made in China. The Chinese, you don't think they recognize what kind of dough there is in this for them to look for, to have treatments that are made in China, used to put them. It's the whole, the confluence of things that point back to China still are mind-bogglingly, not complex, but pretty simple. All of this stuff has benefit to the Chinese government and the people that control things in China. There's my conclusion, or at least as weeks go on, we get different conclusions at the end of each week, but that's where I am right now. Yeah, take the drug if you have to, but if you don't have to, build up your immune system, keep it there. If you've got a weak one already, you're susceptible to it, and that's kind of a tragedy. Live your life the best possible input. And one of the things that we talk about is getting a great night's rest. My Pillow to the rescue. Time to take care of yourself and your loved ones. Get the best rest every night, time to time. There are different things that need to be upgraded probably in your house, in your bedrooms, the sheets, the pillows, all that sort of thing. You'll be happy to know that the BOGO sale continues on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, where you buy one and you get one free. Kind of fun to refer to it as the BOGO sale. A lot of times people go, what does that mean? Buy one, get one. Buy one, you pay for it, get one free. And that applies to all the great pillows that they have. As I said, the towel sets, duvet covers. You go through the Roll and Go pillows. 8, 9, 10 people in a row will tell you that when they go to the MyPillow website, they find it very easy to work the magic from MyPillow, but to work their way through to see what's there. So the Radio Listener Specials page, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when you check out. It's the Radio Listener Specials BOGO sale. Financing available on all orders over $200. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now, one of my big disappointments from this last season of movies was not having had time or being able to connect with the Rocket Man, the Elton John movie. And so now, you'll be happy to know, as I am, I can find this. Elton John is hosting an online viewing party of the movie, available to stream free on Amazon Prime. And Elton, with the, it's called a watch party, on his official Twitter account. It'll be tonight. Fans can join in the party by loading up Rocket Man and hitting play right at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Jennifer's Time. Elton is going to be running a conversation on Twitter using the hashtag RocketManWatchParty to be sharing his thoughts and insights all through the film. You need to follow Elton on Twitter, add the hashtag to your tweets so that he can see what you're saying. Elton adds that if any fans are wearing their Rocket Man merchandise, let him see that by posting a picture of your at-home viewing party. So
this is such a good movie. Taron Egerton was phenomenal in it.
But he's not a part of the show tonight, it looks like, right?
I have a feeling he's going to pop into the Twitter conversation.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah, right. Makes good sense. There's something about Elton John's, there's a huskiness, there's a heavy, not a husky's word, we're just a strong, his voice all through his career, even at this age, has continued to be so strong. And when he get into these songs, I'm Gonna Love Me Again, we have a little Crocodile Rock from earlier, it's the 70s. This is Egerton, this is not Elton John on the movie.
That's the other thing. Taron did all of his own singing. And
yeah.
There are so many times where you can't figure out if it's Taron or
right, who
Elton.
Is it?
To his credit. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's done a great job. Good actor. All right, 25 after the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and now we turn our attention to Gaga. The lady's new album, Chromatica, comes out today, along with a long-anticipated collaboration with K-pop group Blackpink. Newest track off of Chromatica's, which you're listening to now, is called Sour Candy. Rumors of Gaga's collaboration with Blackpink circulated since last March when Target accidentally leaked the Chromatica track list on their website. Gaga then confirming the track list and the collaborations in April. She said, quote, I wanted to celebrate them because they love powerful women like us. They also wanted to celebrate me, and we had a great time together with this song. I was excited to hear them interpret the song in Korean. Told them that the part that they did was so creative and fun. Isn't that interesting? So what is this Sour Candy still, or is this...
Yep, Sour Candy. Yeah. This is the part where Gaga comes in. These are... I think this might be my favorite Gaga dance album yet. The first three songs out so far are really good.
She's, it's an understatement to say she's quite talented.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Gaga fan anyway. I wasn't a huge fan of the Joanne album, but this is like her dance.
She's got such a huge range. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what she can do.
Yeah. I like the old standards that she's done with guys like Tony Bennett, frankly.
Well, that's the thing. Gaga. She can go from looking like she's from an alien from another planet
in
these videos, and then she's singing cheek to cheek with Tony Bennett in the next minute. So it's pretty incredible.
She's driving her old Bronco around the next minute. So Gaga has shared the lead single, Stupid Love. We played that here. I thought it was quite a good song when we heard it the first time. Rain on Me is another collaboration. This one's with Ariana Grande. It's a 16-song album, Chromatica, featuring a collaboration also with Elton John. Wow, there we go.
That'll be very cool to see what they come up with.
Yep. 28 after on the DJV Friday program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters set fire to several buildings, including a police station in Minneapolis. The precinct is where four officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd, who died while in their custody, were stationed. A police spokesman confirming that staff had evacuated the station, in his words, in the interest of the safety of personnel. Meanwhile, Minneapolis Fire Chief John Frutell said the situation was untenable when it came to fighting the fire.
They made a decision that was untenable, unsafe for the firefighters. We've had rocks and different type of projectiles thrown at us now the last couple nights, and it's made it very challenging, and certainly our number one priority is the safety of our firefighters.
Meanwhile, police say at least seven people were shot overnight as protesters in Louisville, Kentucky, demonstrated against the fatal shooting of a black woman there by police in March. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
An Ogden, Utah police officer is dead and a parole officer wounded after a shootout yesterday afternoon with a suspect who they'd confronted on the front porch of a home. That suspect was later found dead inside the home. It's unclear whether he was killed by police gunfire or if he took his own life. It looks like Republican National Convention organizers are working on a plan to keep it in North Carolina. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. I'm John Hunt.
And for the first time since 1896, there will be no Boston Marathon this year. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh yesterday announcing he'd canceled the event because of coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 after the hour, Friday, May 29th on the DJV program. 2020 is the year. 2020 is your vision, hopefully. Maybe you've got even 2010 vision. It's easy to use it to see backwards, but what about our looking forward to a day when we don't have the upset in our country that we do? This business with the police. I saw the video yesterday, ladies, for the first time. I hadn't seen it before, of the officer kind of looking right at the camera with his... It looked like he was looking into the camera as he put his leg on the neck of this fellow. And now to see the huge, just everywhere, there is a focus on what happened. And it's become, does it seem like it's that much different from all the other controversies that have been created around abuse of power?
Yeah. I actually think it's different because I think in some places, I mean, okay, look, I tend to, and I think you guys know this, I tend to be an advocate for law enforcement, and
yeah.
I tend to think that they are human beings and they try to make, by and large, most of the men and women in law enforcement are good. They are there to try to defuse situations, and I think that sometimes it comes down to bad training or being in a moment and having your adrenaline pumping and something, a bad decision is made. This was not that. This was totally intentional, at least in my mind. I think in the mind of most people, because for a couple of reasons. First, this was not a guy who was running. He was not resisting arrest. He was already, and even if he were, even if there's something that happened that we saw, didn't see off camera, the guy was in handcuffs on the ground when the officer put his knee on his neck. There's no excuse for that. No police force on the planet teaches you to do that. Once someone's in custody, it's over. And this is not what was being demonstrated by that police officer. And even, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, if he had adrenaline pumping or there was some sort of altercation, again, that we didn't see, imagining other things, which there, according to everything I've seen, there was nothing like that. But let's just give him, again, the benefit of the doubt, something we didn't see that might be revealed in body cam footage. 30 seconds, a minute, your adrenaline stops, you calm yourself down, you pull yourself back. You don't sit with your weight on the neck of a man for 6 minutes. There's no one on the planet that can justify this to me or to anyone else, that this was nothing, this was murder. And we watched it. We watched it unfold on a camera. And now we're learning that these police officers have had many infractions in the past. And again, we're offered protection. Why? Because they have a police union that protects them. And so this guy that killed George Floyd had 18 complaints against him. The guy who was standing there, you'll see a guy, the Asian guy that was standing there looking on, also a veteran of the force. He was removed from the force. He was brought onto the force. He had to pay a $25,000 settlement because he, too, was accused of misusing force in the field. So these two obviously had a history of this.
So tone-deaf.
The younger ones,
police chief. My God.
I mean, the younger ones will figure out, I guess, as the investigation goes on, the younger ones may have been caught up in herd mentality. Their veteran officers told them to shut up. We don't know. But in the video, the younger officers are on the ground, and they kind of have their feet on the back of George Floyd. So maybe they were in on this. Who knows? I think that's what we need to figure out, because maybe more disturbing than watching that video is the fact that three other officers would, that three other officers would not say to that guy,
it's a culture. Stop. It's a culture. It's a culture.
But
we lost Jennifer for whatever the connection reason. So this outrage that's been sparked, I saw something that made me, this is very interesting. The Minneapolis, University of Minnesota in Minneapolis has fired the police department from doing any extra work. They had contracts with the police department for additional law enforcement support at all their large events like football games, that sort of thing. So they announced yesterday they would no longer use the Minneapolis PD for any specialized services at any university events, even if it was explosive canine detection, any of that stuff. They've had it. And I think you're going to see a lot of this, frankly, around the country now, where people are scrutinizing, as they ought to, what's going on in their local police department.
Well, going back to Minneapolis, yeah.
Go ahead, sorry. No, but that's unfortunate because there are so many police officers who do their best every single day and put their lives at risk. And I've heard police chiefs from around the country speak out about how this was absolutely inappropriate. And just to finish my thought, this is not the culture. I don't give that a pass. I think that's too easy. This was evil. These were people who were behaving badly.
Why were they police officers? Isn't that the question? Still?
Here's the thing. I mean, this is where we have to start talking about unions and union protection, because clearly these people had multiple things that were in their past. And what did they get from the union? They got unwavering protection. And this is my problem with all unions, and particularly probably the one police union we have to talk about, is that bad people or people who don't deserve it are being slid through because they have union protection. That's, I totally believe, other than the assumed immunity of these officers, which are just given to police officers, that will go away, I think, when charges are filed. But this is why it's taken so long for charges to even be discussed in terms of these officers, is that they have legal representation from the union that I guarantee you will continue when criminal charges ultimately are filed against.
Well, look at as an example, Jennifer, of that the mentality. Remember the teacher in Los Angeles, another strong union representing the teachers. This kid, he was a kid, he was 29 years old, put his sperm in cookies.
Yeah.
And he was protected by the union ad nauseum. You know, stuff like that.
For the years he was on leave.
Yeah, right. So the police station was set afire in Minneapolis. That's not of any value to anybody, but this the combination of this sort of an event the virus and what it's done to coop people up. Not an excuse, but it still is going to be this kind of stuff. I think you're going to see a lot of any time there's a challenging event that happens this summer, you're going to see lots of that sort of thing. What I didn't understand is why the TV crew from CNN was arrested. What was
no
the
one
reason?
Seems to know that
I don't think
yet.
We know.
Okay. Right,
there's a white reporter there who's still there, and he's live talking about it. The reporter who was arrested is black. He said he's not, obviously no one
he's
knows
Hispanic,
the reason.
He's actually.
He's Hispanic.
Okay, not
yeah.
white is what he said, not white. And so he was, you know, he said it crossed his mind is, you know, the guy who was arrested showed his credentials. He's with his camera crew. It's pretty obvious he's, you know, with the news media. So I don't know why he got arrested. He apparently
So how is... If we're making the suggestion that Minneapolis is racist, how is it? I mean, this is a liberal city. This is one of the most liberal cities, actually, on the planet. So how are we justifying that it is so liberal and so racist if it is systemic racism that we suggest?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm talking just about him, the crew being arrested. It's the National Guard that's now in charge. So I have no idea going forward. I don't know.
So tell me about what went on in Los Angeles yesterday with Denzel Washington, and it was this guy a homeless guy? What was the, or was it a protest? What was he stopped and helped a guy who was in peril? I guess he was just wandering around the traffic. This wasn't a protest. It was just he was wandering around in the traffic.
I thought that story was like from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It's just become public as far as I'm concerned. It resurfaced yesterday. It was actually shot last week showing Washington and the officers on the scene wearing a face mask. They weren't talking to each other, but he was there to help the guy out. And I think the underscore of this is that the police department was being questioned as to why they grabbed this guy. And there didn't seem to be an answer. And maybe that's going back to what Jennifer was saying about all of these various situations that exist. And why is it it's always a black guy? Are there any white homeless people that are in trouble?
Believe me, it's all white in my neighborhood. There are no black homeless people in my neighborhood, or at least not any that you see. They are all, the majority of people in my neighborhood are white homeless people.
The next outrage.
White homeless people in New York City, so.
Yeah. The next outrage is the arrest of this senior from University of Connecticut named Peter Manfredonia, taken into custody in Hagerstown, Maryland yesterday. He was in the woods by a gas station. Apparently he killed two, were they students at the University of Connecticut? The School of Engineering is where he was.
No, one was an older guy who was in his 60s, and then the second victim was a girl he went to high school with, and he stole her car. And then he had been on the run for 6 days. This was just a manhunt. Then he ended up in East Stroudsburg, where our very own Chuck Curry, was interviewed. He told us this yesterday. He was interviewed by the local news crew about the guy being on the loose in East Stroudsburg. Chuck totally buried the lead on that with us and essentially just changed the focus to his ice cream store and the local theater that he supports.
Apparently there's a Walmart. I've been in East Stroudsburg where Chucker is. He and I are great friends. He's great. He's a wonderful talent when it comes to movies and videos and that sort of thing. You can hear him every day on this program. There's a Walmart as you drive into East Stroudsburg, and that's where they got this guy, apparently. Or that's where he was spotted, and then he ended up in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and then he took an Uber to Hagerstown, where he was captured. He called an Uber.
Well, he could not only call an Uber, but the way they even picked up where he was again is that he must have gotten hungry or something, because he went to, like, some convenience stores, apparently.
Yeah. Mm.
Murder makes you need some beef jerky and a Twinkie or something.
Did he bring his guns in the Uber with him?
I don't have that information.
I'm just curious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. The Uber driver was like, uh-oh.
Today, Friday, rifle. May 29th, is Learn About Composting Day. We all want to do our part to conserve natural resources and reduce our carbon footprint. Composting isn't only an environmentally safe fertilizer, but it can help you save water, energy, fuel, money, keeps toxins from getting in our runoff and groundwater. The chemical-based commercial fertilizers that are around are pretty yucky in the main. I have on my farm I don't use these. There's a great new this may be too much in the weeds, but I have found a liquid fertilizer that's organic. And I bought a liquid fertilizer spreader this spring to use this stuff on. It's really fabulous. There are all kinds of things. I'm also going to start a composting facility on the farm. I've always had a compost pile, but we're going to have one that really is it's a commercial composting service that takes all of the usual compost plus food scraps and makes it into fertilizer that I'll be able to use all over the farm. It's great because also composting is good for bees and hummingbirds and worms. And, you know, and compost is nothing but pre-dirt. That's really what it is. It's what happens as the organic matter decomposes. It is very good, whether it's lawn clippings or kitchen scraps or newspapers or leaves, whatever it is, coffee grounds, you name it. They can be processed. Not so much Twinkies and sugary stuff, but composting is very important. A lot of people have it in their own yard. They have their little garden and make a little compost pile out back. I don't know what you do in the city, though. Aren't there? There are some composting
things. Well, I used to save all my food scraps in the freezer, and then I would drop them off once a week. They have a bunch of different compost drop-off sites. So you would drop off your into the big bin. You would drop your and you could if it's in a paper bag, that also can be composted. So it makes it really easy.
Oh yeah.
And then they make bags that are for composting that you know you can't smell anything or whatever. If it's in the freezer, you don't smell anything either. So then you can go, you drop that off, and if you would like a bag of compost, like of fertilizer soil that's already gone through the process, they'll give you a free bag in exchange. So if you have a little garden or something, which I never did, I can't keep anything alive, but that it was. But it's also really amazing to see how much less garbage you're taking out, because if you're saving your food scraps and everything, it's stuff, when you see the difference of how many times you take the garbage out, it's amazing, and none of that is going to end up in a landfill. And whereas your garbage in the bag is just part of the problem is people don't even think about their garbage once they put it out.
Like where their food comes from, Victoria, they don't think about that either.
They never think about it. Once it goes out of the house, it's out of sight, out of mind, and people never think about it again.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. That's the environmental big three. Composting is cool. Maybe we'll have that as our clip of the day. Every day we do a clip of the day at djvshow.com. If your employment changed to working from home full-time, would you miss the day-to-day interactions with your coworkers? That's the question we answer on the clip of the day currently that's posted at djvshow.com. You can follow us there, media, with all kinds of social media connections, Twitter, Facebook.com/DJVShow, and you can listen to the entire program every day through the day at DJVShow.com. All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight? Any good weekend stuff?
Some good weekend stuff, actually. I think one that Victoria will like is called Laurel Canyon. It's a documentary premiere. It's happening on Sunday on Epix.
Yes.
And it's about the Southern California music scene that kind of defined the Woodstock generation. That's Laurel Canyon on Epix at 9 o'clock. Also on Sunday, Natalie Holloway, her friends speak on Reels at 9 tonight. Friday night with the Morgans is Jeffrey Dean Morgan and his wife Hillary Burton. They're hosting a chat show with some of their celebrity friends and frontline workers in the COVID fight. That's on AMC tonight at 10 o'clock. And All on the Line, a fishing show for you, Dougie, on Discovery at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fisherman. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to check in with Victoria Keelan as to the top five items this week from the world of technology that we ought to have on the top of our mind. We'll start with number five and move to number one. Victoria, the CBS licensing deal with John Krasinski, he's all over the place, and appropriately so, it would seem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be everywhere when it comes to Some Good News, which is his weekly YouTube series. It has now been licensed by Viacom CBS. That's the new merger that owns all of the Viacom and CBS networks. CBS All Access is their streaming service. They will now have the exclusive rights to Some Good News and all the new episodes. However, it's sad for fans of this because John Krasinski will no longer be hosting the show. He is going to be in the producing role now, and a new host is going to be announced at a later date. All of the episodes that are going to stream on All Access, they're going to also be shown on a number of other networks. It's unclear at the time where it will end up. Maybe MTV, maybe Nickelodeon, maybe even CBS, the sort of parent channel there. But his since he started this, he's got 2 million subscribers and 70 million views. And it's just been a little bit of some good news. It's exactly what he wanted to do during the pandemic while he was at home. And he had some really great viral moments going live with his former Office co-stars. So a lot of people like it. CBS All Access is $5.99 a month with ads and $9.99 a month without ads.
Number four this week is a focus on the major technology companies exploring the work-from-home options.
Yeah, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Twitter, the four sort of biggest names, minus Amazon, of course, the four big names in tech in the U.S. are now all exploring what the new workforce is going to look like. And it looks like, according to Facebook, they have nearly 45,000 employees. And they said that looking even 5 to 10 years down the line, that they are planning to have at least half of those employees working from home. And so a lot of companies are looking to these big companies to see what they're going to do and how they're going to structure their workforce. And you'll see smaller companies probably copying this. And Zuckerberg said that a Facebook employee survey found that 20% of the workers were extremely or very interested in moving to full-time remote work after even after the virus-related restrictions are lifted. So it looks like people are liking working from home for the most part. And if you're a tech person, you know, if you can do all of your work at home, it saves a lot of office space. It saves on commuting costs. It's kind of the new normal.
Microsoft in the focus number three with Xbox and how you use it or keep control of it in your family. This is interesting.
Yep, Microsoft has a new Xbox Family Settings app, and it's a new way for parents and guardians to manage how much time their kids spend gaming. It's also, they can write from their Android or iOS operating system, from their iPhone. Parents can keep tabs, set limits. They can also control who the kids can communicate with, which is a really good thing for safety, because a lot of those chat rooms, anyone can be in there, and a lot of, you know, adults who are known sex offenders have been caught in those chat rooms with kids. So this is a really, it's a great way for parents to set some limits and know exactly what your kids are up to.
Good thing, that's for sure. Number two, Google, and some clarification here, Victoria.
Yep, Google is working on letting businesses add additional descriptors to their Google listings. So when you search for a company or a restaurant or a boutique or a business, whatever it is online, they're going to add another descriptor called attributes. And it's a short little note that lets you know what's going on for online services offered by the company. So, for example, if you're looking for a yoga studio that offers online classes, when you look up that yoga studio, you will now see what their online classes are, what their offerings are. And then there's a new tool called Reserve with Google, which allows you to actually book the appointments directly from the Google listing. So this is great news for small businesses right now, especially with restaurants. It's kind of confusing, and if they're doing curbside pickup, if they're doing delivery, all of that will now be listed just in the Google search results, which I think is going to be very helpful to a lot of small businesses.
All right, number one this week is a focus on a big data breach, one of these again.
One of these again, and you know, this is from Home Chef this time. So 8 million people, customer records have now been shown or have been spotted on the dark web in the marketplace. So, and unfortunately, right now with everyone being at home, everyone's cooking a lot more. So Home Chef and Sunbasket and Blue Apron, all of these meal delivery kits have really gone up in business. So this is, you know, there are a lot of people using these services right now. So if you are a Home Chef user, then you have to go into your account, change your password first, and then the other best thing that you can do is make sure that your credit reports are frozen. Because if they're frozen, then no one can open a new account in your name. You can't do anything about the data that's been stolen, but at least you can protect yourself in the future.
All right, there you go. Top five items from World of Technology, research done by Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.